Good morning, Rosh Chodesh, Hilchos Shabbos. We learned Chol Chabtes, which is the Melacha of Kareya. And we're talking about some practical examples of opening containers, etc., on Shabbos. So you mentioned a bottle cap. There's another type of bottle cap, let's say, for a sports drink, which has like a flip top, which is attached with a piece of plastic, which a person pulls it off and tears it off, and now the flip top is able to open and close. So that's for sure going to be a problem. Akapatish, it's leaving it on. It's made for opening and closing. And right now, the way it is, one cannot do that. Everybody would be maskim in that situation. One cannot open that on Shabbos as is. If a person wants to use those, they should open them before Shabbos. If a person forgot to do so, and the person wants to open them on Shabbos, if a person puts a hole through the cover again, through the top of it, so it's not going to be a useful cover anymore. So even when you take that ring off, it's not that you made a functional cap, because it's a useless cap. It's a useless thing. It's useless as a cap because of the hole which is there. So therefore, one is not doing a tikkun kli, and when they take that off, person wants to open a tissue box, and moving on to another different example, person wants to open a tissue box. Opening it on the perforations, which allow you to have a opening which is easy to pull out a tissue out of, whether it's the small cardboard piece which is perforated, which you remove, or it's the plastic covering which is attached to maybe two places. The slit which is there is not fully open. So both of those are going to be a problem. There's going to be an aspect of a kareya and makrapatish involved in this process. If a person wants to open the ends, the flaps at the end, where it was glued together, so we spoke about this issue, and then take it out through there. So that's still going to be problematic. The gluing together is an act of toifer, and taking it apart to be able to use and take things out is an act of kareya, and that's going to be a problem right there. So just to pull up the flaps would not be permitted. What one can do is they can destroy the container by cutting it in such a way that one cannot reuse it, then removing all of the tissues from the container, thereby indicating that they have no intention to make it into a kli, and they're not using it for storage. So a person would totally cut the package. Rafalk recommends using an L shape. So you've taken off the side and the bottom, so it's really not usable in that situation. So it's not considered making a kli, or it's not considered kareya when a person opens it in that way. Or I'll go. Alternatively, it's a drabanan type of a action, which for the tzarich of kavod abriyus for tissue, being able to clean oneself, whether it's for one's nose or other areas of the body, is considered a kavod abriyus aspect, and one would be allowed to do so for that purpose. We mentioned already tearing a bag open to get cutlery has the same leniency as doing this for the purpose of food. With this, we have concluded the various different examples. The last one we want to talk about is tearing toilet paper. Mr. Besser, we will do that in a separate shiur. And if a person did not tear toilet paper beforehand, what can one do? And one other case which comes up is a case where a person has a sefer, or a person has a book, and the pages have not fully detached. Is one allowed to separate the pages from one to the other to be able to read the book or use the sefer? So those are the two topics which we still need to cover. But meanwhile, have a good day.